I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the career of bassist Paul Chambers. We're going to start with Blue Train, another one of the great classics that we're having tonight on the show. And it's Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller trombone, John Coltrane on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And this is a 1957 recording.
Thank you.
This is the second hour of Jazz Unlimited show on the music and a career of bassist Paul Chambers. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for hanging out with me tonight. And we heard Blue Train, and it's a very famous recording for Blue Note by John Coltrane, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, John Coltrane on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. It's a 1957 recording. We're going to hear Smokin' at the Half Note with the Wynton Kelly Trio and Wes Montgomery. King Pleasure. We're going to hear John Coltrane's Giant Steps. Chambers played on that one too. And the Gil Evans Orchestra with an Ahmad Jamal tune. And Straight No Chaser with Joe Henderson and the Wynton Kelly Trio. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear Blue in Green from Kind of Blue, recorded in 1959 with Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane, on tenor, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. Listen to Chambers playing behind everybody, how he fits in and he's not walking all the time. But also listen to John Coltrane's 20 bars. It's just breathtaking. You're listening to Jazz Unlimited, and I'm Dennis Owsley. We're having a show tonight on the career of the great bassist Paul Chambers. We heard Blue and Green from Miles Davis's Kind of Blue, which is the best-selling jazz album of all time, in 1959 with Miles on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. We've got Giant Steps, the Gil Evans Orchestra, and Joe Henderson with the Wynton Kelly Trio coming up. And in the third hour, Cannonball and Coltrane, and Paul Chambers and Thelonious Monk. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we have a station break, and we're going to get 4-on-6 from Smokin' at the Half Note, Wynton Kelly on piano, Wes Montgomery guitar, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums in 1965. And then Don't Get Scared. This is King Pleasure, John Hendricks, and Eddie Jefferson on vocal, the Quincy Jones Orchestra with Paul Chambers on bass in 1954, following the station break. Thank you.
When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't get scared. When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't you get scared. When you see danger facing you, little fellow, let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to go right along. Go on, give a little, take a little till you get that break. Don't be a knucklehead and make the same mistake. Life is really funny every way. Gotta ha 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 every day. Never be afraid. Now I know you've never read, but remember what I said. Anyone so tender that would easily surrender his all. Well, I'm so hearty for him, little fella, but he's better off dead. So when your knees get knocking a hole in your stocking, you better call your all. And if it's not around, you better make a little call on sweet Georgie Brown and find out where to fall when the sun goes down, just in case you let your troubles get you down. You should be a scatterbrain, singing in the rain. Never feel the pain, didn't mean a thing. Just think of all the pleasures it will bring. Understand, be a man, yes you can. If you want the Lord to spare you, don't let nothing wear you, tear you, share you. Don't let nothing scare you.
I heard what you said, and I know you're trying to tighten my head. I'm telling you, Daddy, I don't mind the daytime. It's the run and romp and playtime. But in the night, the slightest incident can give me a big fright. When the sun cuts out, things get darker, and I'm certain without a doubt. Imaginary goblins are near me, and they really scare me. Fear is always goofing the joys of little boys. One story I remember good about Red Riding Hood. She toddled off to her grandma's place. But the wolf who met her as she ambled through the woods won the race. Now a story such as that may bring you joy, but it scares a little boy. How I wish I were a man, acting like a man can. But till I start getting bigger, I'll just have to learn to face fear. Cause if I did, just like you say, I never would be scared.
When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't get scared. When you see danger facing you, little boy, don't you get scared. When you see danger facing you,
little fellow, don't be yellow and blue.
That was a set of two from the bass of Paul Chambers, right here on Jazz Unlimited. The first one was 4-on-6, and it's the Wynton Kelly Trio plus Wes Montgomery. Wynton Kelly on piano, Wes Montgomery on guitar, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums in 1965. And then one of Paul Chambers' earliest recordings, Don't Get Scared, with King Pleasure, John Hendricks, and Eddie Jefferson on vocal, and the Quincy Jones Orchestra with Paul Chambers on bass in 1954. We're going to be hearing Joe Henderson with the Wynton Kelly Trio, Cannonball and Coltrane, Paul Chambers with Monk, and also Finest Newborn Jr., and we'll hear him one more with King Pleasure. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. And now we're going to hear a set of two. The first one is John Coltrane's Giant Steps. This is the original recording with Train on Tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums in 1959. And by the way, you know Coltrane only played that tune, I think, twice live after he finally finished recording it. And then we're going to hear New Rumba with Miles Davis on flugelhorn and the Gil Evans Orchestra. It's a Ahmad Jamal composition recorded in 1957. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and that was a set of two featuring Paul Chambers on our show on the career of Paul Chambers. The first one was Giant Steps, recorded in 1959. John Coltrane on tenor, Tommy Flanagan piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And then New Rumba, Miles Davis on flugelhorn with the Gil Evans Orchestra, and it's an Ahmad Jamal composition. That's a 1957 recording. We've got Cannonball and Coltrane, Paul Chambers and Monk, Paul Chambers and Finest Newborn Jr., more Gil Evans, and more King Pleasure. So please stay tuned to Jazz Unlimited. We have a station break now, and we're going to swing your you-know-what off with Straight No Chaser. Joe Henderson on tenor, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums. This was recorded the 21st of April, 1968, and that's about 8 months before Paul Chambers died. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and Straight No Chaser from Joe Henderson. On tenor with the Wynton Kelly Trio of Wynton on piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums, finished the second hour of the career of Paul Chambers. That was recorded in 1968 at the Left Bank Jazz Society in Baltimore, Maryland. We have a station break, and we're going to have the third hour with Paul Chambers with Cannonball Adderley and John Coltrane with Thelonious Monk, Linus Newborn Jr., King Pleasure again, the Gil Evans Tentet, and Herbie Hancock. So sit back and relax and stay tuned for the third hour of Jazz Unlimited. This will be fun.